This is the Game Act Hotline for April 23rd, 2006, episode 31.
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more
Game Addict Hotline.
And welcome to the Game Addict Hotline. Please turn your video games down and this podcast up. We are your latest source for video game news, video game releases, and a video game trivia. So glad you guys could be here today, and welcome. Well, let's go ahead and let's give you guys what's going to be going on this week. First off, I got myself a new mic. Hopefully you guys can hear the high quality sound coming out of my voice. Also, we got ourselves a Frapper mat, Trucker Lou, over at the Trucker Lou podcast, but also the person in charge of podcast promos. He decided to make a Frapper mat, and he invited me over, and such so happens, they automatically gave me my own account. So I thought, what the heck, let's go ahead and let's make a Game Addict Hotline Frapper map. So if you go to the bottom right area of our website, you can go ahead and you can see that I've already got one, and I've got a friend that put theirs up. So if you want to go ahead and put your name up over on the Frapper map, get to see who is listening to the show. I know there's a couple of you guys listening across the countries, you know, a couple in England and a couple in other areas of Europe and a couple in Australia, and a lot of you in Eastern United States. So anyway, let's go ahead, and that's going to be the news for this week. Let's go ahead and let's get into our video game news. You may see more ads in your video games. Analysts at the Yankee Group announced findings that show that in-game ads may increase from 22 million in 2004 to 732 million in the year 2010. Many people believe that with more kids playing games, advertising on TV and magazines are losing their appeal. Michael Goodman, senior analyst for the Yankee Group, said, "Although the in-game advertising market is still relatively untapped, its promising business model will lead to swift market development." Our next news story, pro gaming to return to TV. Major League Gaming announced this week that they are signing a deal with the USA Network to deliver their gaming competitions on their cable network. The deal included 7 one-hour shows that will air throughout the year. Our next news story, PS2 drops under $130. As of last Thursday, Sony has dropped the price of the PS2 to $130. Sony also announced a price in drop for the Middle East, Hong Kong, Taiwan, Singapore, Malaysia, and Thailand. Our next news story, Madden 2007 cover player is announced. Being a Seattle-based podcast, I had to announce that our man, Sean Alexander of the Seattle Seahawks, is the cover player for the next Madden game. Good job to Sean, and we pray not to get the Madden curse this upcoming season. Our final news story, Guitar Hero sequel in development. Creators of the award-winning Guitar Hero, Red Octane, announced that they are making a sequel to the game. The game will have over 55 new songs from all genres and a new multiplayer mode. It will be released in November of this year. Okay, let's go ahead and let's get into our top-rented games at Gamefly.com. Number 5, Tomb Raider Legend for the PS2. Number 4, Kingdom Hearts 2 for the PlayStation 2. Number 3, Major League Baseball 2K6 for the Xbox 360. Number 2, Battlefield 2 Modern Combat for the Xbox 360. And the number 1 top rented game at Gamefly.com, Tomb Raider Legend for the Xbox 360. Okay, let's look at top games in Japan. Number 5, Guilty Gear XX Slash for the PS2. Number 4, Densetsu no Staffy 4 for the DS. Number 3, Oideyo Dobutsu no Mori for the DS. Number 2, Kashima Ryuta Kyoju no Naokite Eru Otana DS Training for the DS. And in the number one top game in Japan this week, Kahashima Ryuta Kyoju Kanchu Motto Nao Katayaru Otana DS for the DS. Okay, let's go ahead and let's look at top games in the UK. Number 5, Football Manager 2006 by Sega. Number 4, The Godfather by EA. Number 3, FIFA Street 2 by EA Sports. Number 2, Ice Age 2, The Meltdown by Vivendi Entertainment. And the number 1 top game sold in the UK this last week, Tomb Raider Legend by Eidos Interactive. Okay, let's look at games coming out this week. There are a ton of really good games this week. For the Xbox 360, FIFA 2006 World Cup by EA Sports. For all systems, FIFA 2006 World Cup by EA Sports. For the Xbox and PS2, The Hustle Detroit Streets by Activision Value. Outrun 2006 Coast to Coast by Sega. Winback 2 Project Poseidon by Koei. For the Xbox, Painkiller Hell Wars by Dreamcatcher Interactive. For the PS2, Metal Saga by Atlus. Ace Combat Zero The Belkan War by Namco. Atelier Iris 2 The Azoth of Destiny by NIS America. Rampage Total Destruction by Midway. For the GameCube, Major League Baseball 2K6 by 2K Sports. Rampage Total Destruction by Midway. For the PSP, FIFA 2006 World Cup by EA Sports. Outrun 2006 Coast to Coast by Sega. For the Nintendo DS, Guilty Gear Dust Strikers by Majesco. Lost Magic by Ubisoft. FIFA 2006 World Cup by EA Sports. For the Game Boy Advance, FIFA 2006 World Cup by EA Sports. Dr. Sudoku by Mastiff. For the PC, Spellforce 2 by Aspire. Resident Evil 4 by Ubisoft. Black and White 2 Battle of the Gods Expansion Pack by EA Games. And our top game for this week is Final Fantasy 7 Advent Children for the PSP. Though this is a movie, it's probably the best thing to pick up this week. Okay, let's go ahead and let's take a break. When we come back, we'll get some game trivia. Remember, this is the Game Act Hotline.
This program is a proud member of the Seattle Podcasting Network. Visit us at seattlepodcasting.net.
Hello, fellow gamer. Are you in the Seattle area? Do you want to make video games? Well, Edmonds Community College wants to help you make games and offers accredited game programming classes such as 2D game development, 3D game development, game testing, and PlayStation to Linux programming. You can also learn the languages C, C++, C#, and Java. Visit us at www.edcc.edu. Edmonds Community College, every step of the way.
Let's take it home, baby.
And welcome back to the Game Act Hotline. Remember, we are a part of the Edmonds Community College. Visit the Edmonds Community College at www.edcc.edu. We also are a part of the Seattle Podcasting Network. Visit them at www.seattlepodcasting.net. Okay, let's go to our trivia.
It's time to amount an enormous amount of muscle moving. I can't tell you my whoop is going to be trouble kicking.
Our first trivia category is worst lines in games. IGN had a list of the worst lines in gaming, so here are a couple of them. Number 1. This GameCube game had you using a water machine to clean an island from gunk and had the famous line, "Shine get." Number 2, this horror game was the original of the series and had the line, "Jill, why don't you, the master of unlocking, Take the Lockpick. And number 3, this game was the absolute worst line in gaming. All your bases now belong to us. Our next category is Final Fantasy offshoot games. Number 1, this SNES Final Fantasy game was supposed to show newbies how to play an RPG. Number 2, this RPG action SNES Final Fantasy game let you play with up to 3 players, either by the computer or using the multi-tap. And number 3, this PS2 game was the first sequel to an original Final Fantasy game. Okay, let's go ahead and let's look at our next category, Tetris. Number 1, this is when the game was invented. Number 2, this is the inventor. And number 3, this was the company that first published the console version. Okay, let's go ahead and let's get to our final question. You know, in a recent New York Times article, a study showed that more women at ages 24 to 35 play games than men in the same age bracket. The article said that women tend to play more casual games on the web, while guys play more serious games on the consoles. What I want to know is, what is the percentage of women who play games at age 24 to 35? Here's a hint, the percentage of men is 35%. Okay, I'll go ahead and let you guys think about those trivia while we go ahead and play a classic commercial and a promo for another podcast. Remember, this is the Game Act Hotline.
It's an extremely sensitive covert operation. You'll be one man against an entire squad of high-tech special ops. If you want to survive, you got to have brains. You have to be in peak physical condition. The fate of the free world is in your hands, soldier. Failure is not an option.
Sir, aren't these tests kind of easy?
Suicide mission.
Oh. Metal Gear Solid.
PlayStation. You know, the PodcastPickle.com has been there for you. Now it's time to help the pickle out. PodcastPickle.com has been nominated for a Webby Award in the podcasting category. You can help by going to peoplesvoice.webbyawards.com or just go to the PodcastPickle.com and follow the link to the Webby Awards on the front page. Register, then vote for the Podcast Pickle in the podcasting category. Thanks in advance for your help in spreading the word about PodcastPickle.com.
And welcome back to the Game Act Hotline. Let's go ahead and let's get to our trivia for today. Our first category was Worst Lines in Games. Number 1, this GameCube game had you using a water machine to clean an island from gunk and had the famous line, "Shine Get." And the answer is, what is Super Mario Sunshine? Number 2, this horror game was the original of the series and had the line, "Jill, why don't you, the master of unlocking, take this lockpick?" And the answer is, what is Resident Evil? And number 3, this NES game had the worst line in gaming, "All your bases now belong to us." And the answer is, what is Zero Wing? Alright, let's go ahead and get to our Final Fantasy offshoot games. Number 1, this SNES Final Fantasy game was supposed to show newbies how to play an RPG. And the answer is, what is Final Fantasy Mystic Quest? Number 2, this RPG action SNES Final Fantasy game let you play with up to 3 players, either by the computer or using the multi-tap. And the answer is, what is Secret of Mana? And number 3, this PS2 game was the first sequel to an original Final Fantasy game. And the answer is, what is Final Fantasy X-2? Okay, let's go ahead and let's get to our Tetris category. Number one, this is when the game was invented. And the answer is, what is 1985? Number two, this was its inventor. And the answer is, who is Alexei Pajitnov? And the final question, this was the company to publish the console version. And the answer is, what is Tengen, which was Atari's console division? Okay, let's get to our final question. You know, in a recent New York Times article, a study showed that women ages 24 to 35 play more games than men in the same age bracket. What I wanted to know was, what percentage of women played games in that same age bracket? And the answer is, what is 65%? Well, that's going to be it for this podcast. Remember, you could email me at gameaddicthotline@gmail.com, or you can post a comment at our website. That, of course, is www.gameaddicthotline.com. You can also go there and subscribe through us for our iTunes, Yahoo Podcasts, Odeo, or you become friends with us at Podcast Pickle, or please vote for us at Podcast Alley. Well, that's going to be it for this week. You guys go ahead and get ready for E3. It should be coming up sooner than you think. So, turn your video games back up, and I'll see you guys next week.
Justice. Take off every lid. Move it.